listening to People Powered Radio, proudly supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation. cbf.com.au.
Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier, and it's my pleasure to be with you for the next 2 hours. And we've got a couple of groups we're going to talk to over those 2 hours. And the first one is the Lilydale Hub. Now, we had someone in early last year telling us that they were setting up the hub. Then we had Tyrell came in and told us that the hub was set up. They were just starting to get off the ground. I think that was back in November. So we thought it was time to check in with Tyrell and see what's happening. And obviously it's underway. So I have with me Tyrell from the Lilydale Hub, also Yashna from, she's the Youth Engagement Officer, and Sam, and he's a case manager and counsellor. So welcome to you all.
G'day, Alan. Thank you very much for having us.
Now, you'll all need to be close to the microphone, if you could, please.
We'll move in.
Right, Tyrell, we'll take you first because you're the one we spoke to last time. You were talking about it was just starting off, you were just having programs coming up, and also you were talking about outreach when you got going and, you know, everything was open again. So can you give us a quick update on what's happened since we were talking to you last, please?
Yeah, spot on. So basically, we've been very, very busy. Plenty of young people coming into our service. Our programs and events have kind of gotten up and running. And the last, particularly since the we got into 2022, we've been firing on all cylinders. Obviously, helping young people with their mental health and other well-being and health issues, but then getting them in to just have that kind of safe space to come and enjoy and relax and be themselves and participate in activities and other good stuff, I suppose.
Tyrell, everything would now, well, we're opened up again, so you're not doing any Zoom now and anything like that. It's all they're able to come in and come in for the different programs.
We're pretty much completely open. I'd say we still offer and do telehealth where young people need it, but it's not a, you know, mandatory requirement. That's all we've got. No, we are now kind of have our space open as it was supposed to be.
Sounds good to me. Yashna, you're the Youth Engagement Officer. So what's that for someone who doesn't know?
So at the moment, my role pretty much looks after programming I look after programming our youth action group and with regards to programming. So it's really grown over the last couple of months. Some of the past activities we've had have been yoga, art therapy, a tattoo art workshop. Some of the current activities we have this month are animal therapy, yoga.
Hang on, let's go back. Let's just stop a minute. You've hit something there we want to know about. Animal therapy, what's that entail?
So we have been working with the Unconditional Love Foundation. They have two gorgeous dogs that come in. And Penny and Leah have been running basically animal first aid, animal care for people who have dogs. So we've had Little Scout come in. It's been quite interactive and it's very, it's hands-on and educational for our young people.
Terrific. Keep going. Sorry, but you hit the point that I thought we should
Everyone loves dogs.
Yep.
Kylie has been going strong with her yoga classes. Sam is a musician as well, so he's been running a jam club on a Friday afternoon from 3:30 till 5 p.m. So if you want to learn how to play guitar, if you play any brass instruments, Sam plays the trumpet, so he works with people who do play trumpet as well. And a Thursday night this month, we've introduced the social hangout, which happens from 4 to 6 on a Thursday afternoon. We provide people, young people, a safe space. We've got board games. We've got a Nintendo Switch. We provide a nutritious, yummy meal as well. And upcoming, we've got the school holidays. So we've got a pretty great school holiday program coming up. We've got jewelry making, a clothes swap. So we have outsource and resource a lot of secondhand / pre-loved clothes that young people could come and grab whatever they need.
And is there a cost to that?
No cost. All of the things that we do are basically zero cost. We try and make it as accessible for our young people to come in and participate. Our other counsellor and peer practice, Shelley, is running art therapy in the school holidays. We have a DIY terrarium making workshop, as well as we have a pride event on the Thursday, the 14th of April, as well as our youth fair on the 22nd of April, which is the Friday.
Now, you also mentioned there a youth action group. What's that?
So basically, we've just closed recruitment for about 12 to 25 year olds living, working, or studying in the Yarra Ranges to be part of the hub. And basically, we very strongly believe that youth voice is integral to the direction of the hub. So recruitment has closed, but the purpose of the youth action group is to lead the direction of programming and ensuring that the hub is an engaging, fun, and relevant space and program for young people in the Yarra Ranges.
So it's more the young people saying to you, this is what we need, rather than the committee or someone at the top saying, well, yep, this is what we're going to give you.
Absolutely. We really want to hear what the young people of the Yarra Ranges would like to see in programming. And for us, we saw that having a group of young people was the way to go about that.
Sounds good. All right, we've got Sam there too, so we need to talk to Sam at the same time. Sam, Ashton was just mentioning Sam, and I presume it's you, the Sam that she was talking about, that has this on a Friday afternoon. Is it like an open mic gig, or what actually is it?
So I've gone through and managed to source some guitars and a bass guitar. So it's a chance for young people to come in, get their hands on some instruments. We run through kind of the basics of guitar, how to read tabs. If anyone wants to learn a specific song, I can sit down with them and try and help them work through it. And it's just, trying to provide that opportunity to get involved in music that maybe they may not have at school or at home.
So you don't have to sort of have much of or any experience necessary with the instrument. You'll try and teach them?
Yeah, but you can come in with no experience or a lot of experience. It's just about having fun and interacting with other people, and
I guess I should ask you the question, not tell you. I guess you're not trying to turn out A-grade musicians, are you? It's more the interaction between you and the young kid or the young young adults, and also between them. Is that the idea of that?
Yeah, I mean, if people find that it's something they've got a talent for, that's awesome. If not, just, having some fun with it. We don't have to be amazing at it. I'm definitely not. We just want them to try and have some fun. And, if it turns out they've got a talent in it, then they've had that opportunity to find that.
Fair enough. Sam, what else do you do? Like, you're a case manager as well. I mean, obviously just the Friday afternoon gig isn't your whole week's work. So what else do you do with the Lilydale Hub?
I work as a case manager and counsellor. So in case management, people will come in to us and we try to work with them around what kind of supports they want or need. So, if someone comes in and they're wanting help with accommodation, we can try and help link them in with organisations that can help with accommodation. We try to help around mental health and well-being. So, whether that be some psychoeducation about, calming techniques or how to take care of yourself and your mental health, or trying to refer people on through to counselors or psychologists. We always try to make it accessible for people. So it can be really hard getting into any kind of mental health support at the moment. So hopefully through us, we can try and work through those barriers with them.
Tyrell, are you there still?
Of course I'm still there. You didn't run away?
No, I thought you would, but I couldn't see you. Tyrell, it's not necessary... let me ask you. Is it the job of the hub? Sam just mentioned accommodation and mental health. Are the experts there? It's more you put the young people in touch with the services, am I right?
Our case managers and peer support workers and support team in general are definitely, experts in their field and come with quite a lot of experience. Yep. But no, in terms of referring out, we do kind of approach it as an integrated service. So going back to that conversation last year, we're kind of owned and operated by a little partnership of local community services. You know, you've got Inspiro, if I can just like fire them off really quickly, Inspiro Community Health, there's Anchor Incorporated, Siri, who are education services, Anchor being homelessness and out of yep. home care, Eastern Community Legal Center, and UNA, Aboriginal Community Health. Plus we work closely with YSAS, who are drug and alcohol supports. We have YSAS and Anchor on a Thursday. They have one of their people come in. Hello to Paul and Shani, who drop in. They're operating out of the hub every Thursday and just providing that close contact. So if a young person comes in and they have, you know, mental health challenges or issues, and it's tied to other things, such as, you know, if it's related, they need homelessness support, or if they need education support, or they need whatever the supports may be, we're able to quickly essentially navigate the services and systems to find them what they need.
You know where to go.
You're on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, local, live and loving it.
And I'm talking to Terrell, Yashner and Sam, all from the Lilydale Hub. Tyrell, when we were talking at the end of last year, and you were in November and you were getting things all set up, you did talk about that there would be maybe some outreach programs, or you thought there would be. How's that progressed? Has that come to fruition, or what stage are we at with that?
Yeah, definitely. So we have the hub space here in Lilydale.
We should give the address, and we'll give the proper contact details at 5 to 1 as well. But just if you could mention where it is, please.
We're at 5/9 Clark Street in Lilydale, not too far up from the station. Got the hub space, but coming through COVID as we were setting up the program, obviously realized we couldn't operate solely a brick and mortar style program. We would have to kind of think a bit creatively as to how we would kind of effectively and appropriately help the young people around the Yarra Ranges. So that kind of led to us expanding our outreach care services, which is basically the ability for our case managers and peer support workers to get out pretty much anywhere around the Yarra Ranges, wherever the young people are, to meet with them, do whatever it is that they need in places that are comfortable for them. Sometimes that's going to a school where they're, you know, most familiar with. They can do in-home visits. They could meet at a cafe and have a chat over a coffee. Kind of whatever's needed, realistically.
So let me just get this right. It's not necessarily that say you're at Yarra Junction. It doesn't mean that you're just in a bricks and mortar at Yarra Junction. If a young person can't get to where you are, like, you'll either meet them at a coffee shop or at a house and that.
So that's definitely the outreach focus. We do have hub spoke sites that we're kind of in the process of still setting up. Again, the COVID thing really gave a bit of a whack to everyone's services. But our consortium members, as I mentioned earlier, they have, you know, they're based around the Yarra Ranges. We're currently looking at setting up with them to be able to go in. Maybe it's once a week. You're right. We may be out at ECLC's, the Eastern Community Legal Centre's operations out in Healesville. We have the Belgrave Inspiro site that we can operate out of. And so it's just about, I think this year definitely, and now that we're clear of COVID, starting to grow that out a little bit. But what the outreach has given to us is, where's the figures? So we've had clients from 39 out of the 63 postcodes of the Yarra Ranges.
Great, thank you. Yep.
Which is a really great spread. The majority of our clients come from your bigger areas, Moorabbin, Lilydale, Healesville, and I think Kilsyth make out our top four. But then you've got a really long tail of your smaller townships and suburbs that have only one or two clients from, but that we're thrilled to be able to get services to.
So you go to like Warburton, Yarra Junction and all, and Woorialik and all?
Millgrove, Seville, Woorialik, Badger Creek, Gruyere, apologies to any
people
there. pronouncing it wrong. Tacoma's another one that we may only have one or two clients, but it's really vital to be able to get services to those places because, as we kind of know, transport around the Yarra Ranges is a little bit tricky, particularly for young people. So they don't have to come all the way to Lilydale to access vital services.
Right. Yashness, So I'm a young person. Well, I'm not, and you can see that I'm far from being young. But all right, I'm a young person, and I'm just down in the dumps, and things are not going really well. So I ruck up to Lilydale Hub. So what happens then? When I walk in the door, I don't know what I really want. I'm just fed up with the world, I guess, and I'm not sure. So I walk in the door. What's going to happen from there on?
There'll always be someone. There's always people at the hub. So there'll always be someone to greet someone there. And normally we just ask why they're here, not in terms of like they need a reason to be, but if they're here to see a case manager, a counsellor, or if they're just here to generally drop in and pop in. But basically once we kind of get an idea if they are in need of like support there and then, we would probably grab one of our case managers or counsellors to support that young person. If they're here because they just want to chill out and to have a quiet, safe space to do some homework, they're welcome to do that. Or if they just want to meet with another friend, they can come here. Basically, whatever their need is, when they walk in the door, we'll be able to address it. And we have the people here to do that.
All right, so I rock in the door and I don't really know. I really don't have a clue. I'm just fed up with everything. So we're then... What, somebody there would sit down with me and talk to me and try, is that the idea?
Absolutely. We'll always have time to chat to someone, get in, like if they're really fed up, we would figure out what's going on, what they need in that moment, and then whether we need to refer them to someone else, whether they just want to like have someone listen to them and vent a little bit, whatever it is that they need, we'll be able to provide support and services. And if we're not, we'll help guide them to the, like, right person.
It's terrific. Sam, I rock into your gig on a Friday afternoon and while I like the music, again, I'm a bit fed up. I don't know what to do. In that group, is it just a case of, well, I'm going to pick up a guitar and I'm going to teach you how to play the guitar, or yourself or somebody in that group, are they going to talk to me and sort of try to find out that maybe I'm really homeless and I don't really, but I'm not telling you yet to start off with. So does that sort of happen? Is that the idea of, you know, this music sort of program?
Yeah. So one of the good things with our programs is that, like, it's a really great way for people to feel comfortable in the space, and it almost like distracts people in a way that they can then be a bit more open about maybe things that have been bothering them, because you know they're busy having fun or like really focusing on what they're doing, and so then it gives that chance for things to come up for them, and you know it's a safe place for them to be able to speak up. And from there, if you know during that jam session someone brings up that like they're homeless or that like there's issues like that, I can then work with that and take it to one of the other case managers, or I can take it up myself and provide the supports for them through that.
All right. So I'm not going to ask any of you this one. Whoever wants it, Terrell might be the one to answer. What percentage of the young people that walk into your organisation would have more than one issue? I mean... do they all, or say 90% come in with just one particular issue? They're homeless or they're not happy or something? Or do you find that a lot of the young people that are entering your facilities have, I don't say multitude, but a number of issues?
Yeah, I definitely don't have a percentage for you. Yep. I guess maybe Sam, do you want to reflect on your kind of client?
Yeah, I wouldn't have an exact number, but I would say it is... large majority
have more than one.
And you know, through working with them, sometimes we can find out that a lot of these issues are centered around one thing, like one major issue, and then that starts to affect other aspects. So you know, through case managing them and having peer support workers working with them, if we can find what that major issue is, that can then start to help with everything else that's going on. And sometimes there's more than one issue and they're not really connected, but you know, through case management, we can start to work out, you know, how to actually approach what's been bothering everyone.
I would say right from the start we realized that young people were coming in and they may have, you know, whatever the issue was. And then because our case managers and peer support workers are fantastic at building that rapport and that relationship with the young person, it's then that you get to the point of kind of realizing what the full picture is. Very rarely does a young person, or realistically an adult as well, just rock up to a service and say, hi, I have A, B, C, and D issues. Can you please give me a quick solution?
Yep.
It is more of a long-term relationship that we build with young people.
All right, so somebody walks in the door tonight or whatever night. This is only an average because I know you're going to say, oh, yeah, there's worse ones and there's ones nowhere near as bad. How long would you expect or they expect to be involved with the Lilydale Hub? 3 months, 6 months, 2 years?
We've got a term of 6 months with young people to work with. I think that's kind of just what our general eligibility and sort of guidelines are. Obviously, when we get to that 6 months, we don't shut the door in their face. It's more kind of looking to transition to other support services and working out. Now that we've been up and running for a while, we will have young people who have kind of come through that, starting to get to that point. So we just work through it with them.
Yep, fair enough. Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1. And we're talking to, we're talking about the Lilydale Hub with Tyrrell, Yashna and Sam. Yashna, you ran through some programs before when I asked you about what your job was. Do you want to expand on some of those programs? Tell us a bit more, please.
Yeah, for sure. So we have regular programs, but I just wanted to touch base on some of the upcoming events we have on during the school holidays.
Yep.
So we do have a school holiday program. It starts basically the Monday of the school holidays and runs until the last Friday of the school holidays. You can check out our website for more information. But the two I wanted to talk about was we have a Pride event on April 14th from 12 to 3 p.m. Basically, we were going to take a young group of people into the city for the Midsummer Pride March. However, due to COVID, we decided against it. We saw a need for our LGBTQIA plus community to have a safe space for them to express themselves. So that's our LGBTQIA plus and allies have basically created this event, which will be happening on the 14th of April.
Whereabouts, Yashna?
It's at the Hub.
At the Hub.
So it's the young people, it's their hub, the young people in the air range, it's their space to create this event. So it will be here at the Hub. And then the next event we have at the Hub is our Youth Fair. So it's a day at the Hub for our Hub and partner organisations to get together in a space to create community awareness for all the mental health and wellbeing services that we have. So basically,
No, I was just going to say, so what form is that going to take? Is it going to be stands from the different groups or talks or what?
Yeah, that's the idea, but we have a few different rooms and a few sections we can section off inside the Youth Hub, but it will be each organisation will kind of have a stall, and the spin we're taking on it is each organisation will have a hook for young people. So it's not just pamphlets and brochures. Each organisation will have something fun. So a couple of examples are Anchor are running a henna workshop. So it's like a temporary tattoo, but so Shani from Anchor will be running that for us, as well as the Yarra Rangers Council's Freezer Group are going to have some of their young musicians perform at the Hub as well.
They're good groups, Freezer.
Yeah, they are. They're fantastic. So the Youth Fair is on April 22nd from about 11 to 4:30 p.m.
What day of the week's that? I just haven't got in front of me.
That's okay. That's a Friday. So the Youth Fair is on Friday, April 22nd from 11 to 4:30. And Tyrell will have all that information on the website. If it's not there already, it will be coming, but people can check out the website for a bit more information.
Talked a lot about your gig on a Friday, and I know that's not just the whole of what you do. So can you tell us a bit about the sort of young people that come to you to the Hub and the sorts of issues that they're dealing with?
One of the major issues we're seeing a lot at the moment is anxiety. A lot of young people especially are feeling really anxious about going back to school. being out in public.
Mainly because of COVID, obviously.
Yeah, so basically, I think what happened is during the lockdowns, everyone got so used to, you know, shops being a bit quieter, not being around as many people at one time, that when we started to go back to some sense of normality, it basically became this sensory overload for people, just because there's such an overwhelming amount of sound and smell and things to see that it was a shock to people's systems. And there's been a lot of anxiety around that. So, you know, being back at school, you know, you're around so many more people. Like it's, you know, classes are a lot louder. You've kind of lost a bit of that personal space you're having. So yeah, we're having a lot of kids, young people coming in with like feelings of anxiety, like not quite sure how to like re-engage with people either. Like they're kind of like, I'm not really sure how to connect with my friends anymore because of the physical distance they had. So that, yeah, anxiety has been a major one. Basically, a lot of people are showing signs of PTSD because it was just one, such a global trauma. So yeah, we're trying to do a lot of psychoeducation around, you know, bringing down these feelings of anxiety and trying to like self-regulate again, because it's really tough out there at the moment.
Yep. All right. And we're talking Tyrrell, Yashner and Sam from the Lilydale Hub. We know it's a lot more about it now, and we can say at least we talked about it last year, so we knew it was all coming. Tyrrell, we've got parents, grandparents or young people listening today. They want to know more about the Lilydale Hub. First of all, when you give the address, is it upstairs?
Yeah, it is. You get to it from the ground floor of Clark Street, but you do go, upstairs.
Oh, right. So the only reason I'm asking that, it's not a shop front when they're walking down Clark Street.
The doorway is,
Doorway,
you get
the
in, and that's kind of our space. We've got our signage up. We're the more colourful looking one.
All right. So we've got people want to know more about it. So how are they going to go about it?
Yeah, definitely. So lilydaleyouthhub.org.au is our website. You can go there, and obviously I'll read out the actual contact details, but you can find them all there. For reference, if you're looking to get support, whether you're a parent looking to refer a young person in, if you're a young person yourself, on the homepage in the top right is a button that says get support. Click that, you'll be prompted. You can fill out a request for support. It comes through to Jenny, our incredible intake coordinator, and the ball gets rolling from there. Otherwise, yes, on Clark Street, 5/9 Clark Street, Lilydale is our hub space. You can also get us on telephone 9757-8777. That is 9757-8777. And for anyone who's on the social spaces, just look up Lilydale Youth Hub on Facebook or Instagram.
So, Tyrrell, if I'm a grandparent or a parent listening to this program today, probably more so than what a young person is, can I contact you on their behalf, or does it have to be the young person that contacts you?
Yeah, no, a parent can refer their young person in. At the point of intake, though, it's a requirement that the young person themselves is consenting and happy to be engaged.
All right, so is there any opportunity for a young person who says, oh, I don't know, I don't want to look it up, I don't want to do this, is there an opportunity apart from the gig on a Thursday afternoon where they can, on a Friday afternoon, where they can just rock up and come into reception and say, look, I think I need some help?
We're open from 12 till 5, Monday to Friday. Some of our programs go past 5 p.m., as Yashna said, with the Thursday night hangout, which is 4 to 6. But certainly anyone's welcome to kind of just rock up and, you know, ask for support or just check the space out. Definitely.
Do you have any groups that aren't necessarily structured where a young person can just come along and just try and make some friends? Is that part of the gig, or that's not part of your organisation?
I'd say the Thursday night social hangout is fairly unstructured. And then there's different ones. I mean, obviously the jam club is kind of specific to music stuff, but certainly people can just, you know, kind of like Sam said, it's fairly open and unstructured. And then we have different programs and events throughout the year that are a little bit more open.
Yep. No, that's fair enough too. Because I'm just a bit conscious that not every young person wants to front up and say, listen, I've got a bit of a problem, or because some people might not even have major problems, might they? Their biggest problem might be that they're isolated, they don't have any friends, and they've got nobody to talk to about it.
Yeah, definitely. That's why we run a lot of the programs and activities and, you know, try to make them as fun as possible, because getting help for mental health isn't always sitting down in a chair with a psychologist. It's a little bit more depth to it than that.
Yep. And not everybody realises they've got a mental health problem either, do they? It can manifest themselves in something they're doing, not necessarily, hey, I've got a mental health problem.
Yeah, definitely. That's why building those relationships with peer support workers, with our case managers, is really important.